Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
You know, I've done so many home meetings, man. So many where, you know, I'd do the home meeting and two things would happen. The two most common things. So you would have one type of rep that, you know, they'd be sitting there, you do this meeting, and afterwards, you know, their guest is right there and they're like, the meeting's over, right? And you're like, yeah. Hey, good seeing you, Joe. See you tomorrow. They won't ask the damn question. Hey, you want to rock this thing or not? Right? Get cocked up for a high five. Pow! Right? They won't ask the question. That's one type of person. The other type, and both of these types I like kick under the table, right? The other type would do it. They would say, hey, you ready to do this thing? And the person would say yes, and they say, oh my God, we're going to kill this thing. Can you imagine? We're going to talk to Sally. We're going to talk to Joe. We're going to talk to Matt. We're going to do this. We're going to take it to the mountaintop. And something in what they said makes the other person turned off, and they end up not doing it. So if they say, yeah, let's rock this thing, cool, what's your mailing address? Who do you want the checks to be made out to? Get their information. Now, obviously, if you prefer sending them, you know, to the website, if I'm on the phone with them, which if you're not willing to ever get on the phone, you just have to embrace the fact that you're going to lose a percentage of sales. As long as you're okay with that. I'm not saying you can't build. I used to say that years ago. I'd say, well, you're just not going to build a big business without the phone. But I've seen people do it. I would still argue that they missed somewhere between 10, 20% of people they could have closed if they were just willing to get on the phone. Now, I'm not saying you have to get on the phone with everybody. If someone's just smoothing along, then rock it out. But if you're on the phone and you don't want to take their information, I always like to take their information. Because I'm, you know, my pencil breaks, I got a backup. My Wi-Fi goes down, I got a piece of paper, right? I'm not gonna have a technical problem. Someone says yes, they're in. I'm getting their information, not gonna happen. Some of you, maybe you want them to walk through it, you know, the experience. We gotta get everyone through the experience of the terrible network marketing sign-up page. Because there's always 500 options, and don't click platinum. You gotta click the gold, and when you click gold, click the 60 count, not the 120 count, the 60 count. All right, okay. Now don't get the bumper sticker instead of the bumper sticker. Get the hat, the flannel hat. Right? There's 500 options on, and some of that is legal, right? Sometimes there's just gotta be legal disclaimers. You know, click that you're not a terrorist, or you're not a psychopath, or what, you know, or left-handed, whatever. Right? And so they got all these options. That's very confusing. Leaders make things easy. So I like to grab their information. And some people will say, well, Ray, Social Security, bro. What about that? They're gonna give you Social Security. Yeah! I got hundreds of them. I sell them on this. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Like, you know what? I was with him until he said he sold Social Security numbers. It's crazy. I don't sell Social Security numbers. But here's what I would say. It's all in your tone. So I would say, what's your mailing address? Awesome. The state, okay, zip code, cool, Social Security number. Same tone, not like Social Security number. It was same tone. Now I had a couple people, probably two people in however many years, that said, whoa, Social Security number, I ain't giving you that. I've had ID theft. And I say, hey, listen, Uncle Sam wants their money. When they're paying you these humongous checks, Uncle Sam's gonna want their cut. Never had someone not give it to me. Not one time, hundreds of times. But if you build it up in your head, can we build a story that's not real? No way! But if you're just not going to get past that, then fine, send them to the website. But you better walk them through it. You better tell them, don't click that one. I know there's 15 options over here. Click the third one and the ninth one. You got to count them down. There's no numbers because that'd make it easier. Then fax this in. Make it easy for them, okay? But stop selling. If they say yes, stop. No, there's no more sale left. I've seen more people talk people out of a sale than into one. Stop selling. Stop telling about the next promotion or the next event or the whatever. Get them in, step one. Then tell them whatever you'd like. You want to tell them about the next event? Awesome. You want to tell them about promotion? Great. You want to tell them about a contest? Here's what I've seen happen. I've seen people that said, I don't do this, so it didn't happen to me, but I've seen it happen to other people, where they get someone and they say, hey, sounds to me like you're ready to join. They say, yeah, let's do this. Cool. Well, man, you're going to love it because we got a contest next month, and oh, man, they got all these big prizes. The person says, oh, man, I'm away on vacation next month. You know what? I should probably start a different time. And you're like, well, it's not that great. I mean, it's just a contest. It's not that big a deal. Who needs contests anyway? Come on, girl, let's do it. Don't mess it up. Don't throw anything in the mix. You may think it's going to be awesome, but if they're on vacation or if they got something's going on, oh, it's my son's graduation. Stop. Don't introduce any new stimulus. Just say, awesome, mailing address, let's get you on board. Let's make it happen. Make sense?
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.